Agoraphobia. Have you heard of that term? I have. I actually know people who have experienced it. Aerophobia is an extreme fear of flying. People with aerophobia might feel intense anxiety before or during a flight. Some might actually experience a panic attack if they have to board a plane and therefore have never flown. This condition can interfere with your ability to travel for work or for pleasure. Aerophobia can cause one to miss out on great adventures with friends or family. But what if you're a called missionary or you're called to join a mission trip? Fear can keep your feet on the ground and hinder what God has for your life. Let's chat about it. Welcome to the Unstoppable Women Podcast, where we're discussing how women can become an unstoppable force in every area of their life. I'm your host, Victoria Griffin. Fear can be paralyzing. Does fear mean if you board a plane, the plane is going down and you're going to die? First off, fear is an emotion or feeling that something is dangerous and will harm us. Fear can have serious physical effects on our bodies as well. Stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline are released, and soon your blood pressure and heart rate are increasing. It can also trigger the fight or flight response, which is kind of ironic. The fight or flight response is a stress response. It's defined as an automatic physiological response to an event that is perceived as frightening. It can cause you to fight or to confront the situation or flight, aka escape. The Bible speaks about fear. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." John 4 and 18 says, "Fear has torment." Fear can stop us from working or going places that we're supposed to go. On many occasions, Jesus said to fear not. Jesus told us this because he knew that fear was that, just that, fear. It can be conquered because it has no real power over us. Franklin D. Roosevelt, the 32nd president of the United States, said in his 1933 inaugural address, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." That quote has been used for many, many years, and think about it for a moment. There is a lot of truth in that statement, isn't there? We can accomplish great things when fear isn't holding us back. Don't miss your calling or your opportunity. So how can we overcome fear? I've laid out four steps that came to my mind. One, with prayer. Prayer for God to remove your anxiety and to give you a safe flight. Two, trust the Lord and trust God is going with you. Purchase your ticket, board the plane, and as your plane reaches its altitude, look out your window and consider the big God we serve. Look at the clouds, the heavens, or the stars, and think of our Creator. Three, with the Word of God. Memorize that scripture. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I have times where I'll repeat that to myself, and it reminds me how powerful our God is. He conquers all fear, all anxiety, all stress, all that we might have in our minds, and he gives us power, and he gives us his love and peace. Four, talk with someone you trust. Maybe it's a parent, or it could be a minister you look up to. Ask them to pray for you and with you. When there's prayers going up, blessings and answers will come down. I've been flying since I was the age of four. My first mission trip was with my mom and dad to England. I've been on many flights since then, and I have definitely had my moments of fear. I can remember one flight in particular where there was so much turbulence that that snack and drink cart that they bring out was looked like it was bouncing up and down, and I was so nervous. But when I prayed, that fear went away. It was replaced with peace and a sound mind. And when that plane landed, I got home just fine, and I landed peacefully. You see, just like me, your fear can be replaced with peace from God. When He calls you to go, remember that He goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Your mission field could be halfway across the world, which can be intimidating and scary. Just think, Africa, Asia, Europe, who knows what He has in store? But there is a reason God has called you to go to that specific place, and it's important to trust His plan. If he has called you, remember that He has told us in the Bible to go ye therefore and teach all nations. You have been chosen to fulfill this scripture, because all nations must hear the gospel. And I believe that God has some unstoppable women that are going to go for Him and bring these sheep to the fold. You know, we might even be sitting next to a person on the plane that we can minister to. My mom has experienced an instant like this. She's with us today to share her experience.
Yes, I did experience one time before you were born. Your father and I, in behalf of the youth work, had traveled to Mexico. And on our return flight, something had changed where our seats were no longer together. And we had to split up. One of us had to sit in the front of the plane, one in the back. So I was sent to the front of the plane and was sitting next and in between a gentleman and another person. But when the flight took off, we experienced some pretty bad turbulence. And I reached down to find my Bible, which I then come to the conclusion it had been packed. But I found a salvation tract that I had with me in Spanish. And I took that tract out as a source of comfort to me. And I began to look through that and read through that. When the turbulence had ceased, the man sitting next to me, he began to talk to me. And he said, "I noticed you pulled out this pamphlet." He said, "I noticed you got nervous during the turbulence." And I said, "Yes, I couldn't locate my Bible, so I pulled out this tract." He said, "Well, I was reading it." He said, "While we were going through this." And that began a conversation. We talked throughout the remainder of that flight. I gave him that tract on salvation. I was able to witness to him about the Lord. He told me he was a government official with Mexico, and he was traveling to the United States to check on some property they owned. But that conversation was predestined, I felt like, by God, and none of that was pure coincidence. Yes, I did experience some anxiety, but the Lord was with us. And I can tell you, as I have traveled over the years, that anxiety has gotten less and less, and the Lord has assured me many times that His presence is going with us. Just like He said to Moses, "My presence shall go with thee, and I'll give thee rest." Moses was not willing to go unless God went with him. He said, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." So we can say that, God, your presence must go with me. And I have leaned and depended on that all these years, and it has taken care of my fear of flying. We landed in the United States. The man, the gentleman that was sitting next to me, went his separate way. But I felt like that God had caused us and our seats to be changed for that very purpose. When we landed in the United States, I went to call my mother to let her know Tim and I was safe and sound. We landed there in the U.S. And I began to tell her about this experience with this government official from Mexico. And she said, I prayed that the Lord would give you someone to witness to on your flight. And God did that. Just think, if I was afraid and had decided I'll never fly again during one of those other many flights when I was scared to fly, I would never have had the opportunity to have witnessed to this gentleman. God took care of my fear of flight, and he'll take care of anybody else's. He's no respecter of persons. And I'm just thankful that we had that opportunity to make a difference. You never know who you're sitting next to. Let your light shine before men and be that witness for Christ.
Amen. What a difference we can make in unexpected places. God can use each and every one of us who is willing, even while on the airplane. Go in faith that God is going to be with you. And don't be surprised when God uses you in some mighty ways and you see some miracles taking place. Maybe one day in heaven, someone will say to you, because you answered the call, I am here today. Unstoppable women, don't let fear keep your feet on the ground.